Organic food retail registered over $16 billion in sales in 2006, and companies of all sizes want in on this growing and profitable industry. One is the world's largest retailer. Mia Masson is Walmart's Midwest Director of Corporate Affairs. She says Walmart has offered organic food for many years, but saw an opportunity to pursue it more aggressively.
In the spring of 2006, we began expanding our assortment of organic foods in certain stores because we felt there was a demand for a wider range among the customers of those stores.
Traditionally, organic food has been sold by smaller organic food stores, like this one.
Okay, so it's 3176. Oh, yeah, I rounded up.
The Common Ground Food Co-op in Champaign.
Oh.
It's located in the basement of a local church. They've been selling organic produce to the community for more than 35 years. Jacqueline Hanna is the general manager. She says she understands why some smaller stores are concerned about large retailers selling organic produce, but she feels this works in her store's favor.
We found universally that it's actually, if anything, enhancing our sales and sending people toward us rather than taking them away from us. That's not been our experience at all. People who are really interested in organic food and treating themselves well and eating food that's good for their communities and good for their bodies are simply not satisfied by shopping for a little bit of organic produce next to Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Jack Wallace is not concerned either. He is the general manager of Strawberry Fields in Champaign. While Strawberry Fields is much larger than Common Ground, it's no match for a retailer like Walmart. But Wallace says his store attracts a very specific customer.
The demographics between the stores are different. You know, we have a very dedicated and loyal following of natural foods customers who may shop at the large box stores for other reasons, but they are very loyal about buying their natural foods and organic foods here.
While Hannah and Wallace aren't concerned about large retailers like Walmart selling organic produce, Mark Castell of the Cornucopia Institute is. Castell says his organization monitors retailers to ensure they are following federal organic food standards. He insists that his organization has no problem with large retailers like Walmart selling organic food at low prices.
The question is, are they selling substandard merchandise? And we know in a few cases, without a doubt, they are. And so if you're paying an organic premium, but you're not getting truly an organic product, you're getting ripped off.
Walmart denies allegations that it was in violation of federal organic food standards. Masson says Walmart only purchases produce from farms that meet federal organic guidelines.
We believe strongly that the USDA standards for organic product must not be compromised. So if something is labeled as organic, then it's meeting those USDA requirements.
Despite concerns that the Walmarts of the world may hurt traditional stores, Common Ground Food Co-op's Jacqueline Hanna is optimistic.
By far, I would rather everyone is able to afford organic milk. And if they're, while shopping for their conventional food, can get a gallon of organic milk for maybe 50 cents cheaper at Walmart, and that's what they need to do, I'm glad it's available to them.
The Organic Trade Association says it sees no signs that large retailers are hurting smaller ones. Whether this will change in the future is unclear. What is clear is retailers of all sizes are carving out their share of this multi-billion dollar industry. Walmart is continuing to expand their organic food offerings at select stores. Common Ground is also expanding. The small co-op is moving from their basement location to a larger one in downtown Urbana. They're even adding a small deli. Strawberry Fields is not moving, but General Manager Jack Wallace says his store plans to offer its customers a wider variety of products. The Organic Trade Association also projects organic food sales rising 18% each year through 2010. Walmart, Strawberry Fields, and Common Ground say they can share these projected sales. I'm Terrell Starr, AM 580 News.